This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Lance of the Internet, the question posed to you before the break. So dumb. Who would the best basketball player be if there was a tournament one-on-one and everybody had to play naked?
What about shoes? Do you get shoes?
Nope.
Okay.
Is that going to be a big factor?
I don't know. I mean, okay. Barefoot on hardwood.
It would help. A little bit slippery. If you still got to wear shoes.
Nope. No shoes.
All right. I know who it is.
Who is it, Howings?
Steph Curry. Because he shoots easily from outside. He almost never has to worry about getting his junk banged under the rim by some big man who also has a big one that's hanging out all over the place. Like, Shaq would be terrible at this.
That's who I was thinking would be the best.
Yeah, who's... You couldn't stop him when he was wearing clothes. Now he's going to be
You know his thing is like this water bottle, and it's so vulnerable. All of his bits and pieces are so vulnerable.
If he gets a boner, it's going to be like he's running the pick and roll, but he's the picker and the roller.
Yeah, but all it's going to take is one errant knee. Or he'd probably make his own stomach hurt because there's nothing holding that thing in place as he's moving around. And his sack and his twig smacking his knee the whole time.
You think his balls are going to hurt too much for him to be effective? You don't think Steph's balls will hurt bouncing around on the outside, running faster?
He doesn't hardly have to move. He gets the ball and just throws it in.
Steve, what do you say?
I mean,
anybody all time in their prime? You going to go George Mikan? His testicles weren't invented yet.
I don't know. I'm not sure who that is. Apologies for him not having testicles, though.
Yeah.
No, I would just stick with somebody who's dominant with their clothes on when they play basketball, like LeBron. I mean, why would he be any worse?
Hard to go wrong
without clothes on.
It's a dumb question. Maitland, who are you taking? Steph Curry, small guard who can shoot it, or Shaq?
I didn't know we had to pick real basketball players.
Who were you going
to
pick?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
A man known for his basketball skills.
Yeah.
He might
I thought we could pick anybody.
Yeah, who knows?
You can.
I mean, look, when the clothes come off, anything's possible.
Who knows what'll happen?
Who are you picking, Free Beer? I'm sure you got big opinions on this.
Shaq, probably.
Shaq?
Yeah. He's unguardable anyway. Kelly?
Yes.
What would the most embarrassing way to die for you be within the confines of your average day? So it's not doing something ridiculous. It's from, you know.
I'd probably step into traffic without looking, which would be very embarrassing. I've also been known to like hurt myself pretty badly with hair tools. So I'd probably electrocute myself or something. That would be pretty embarrassing. But I think, honestly, I'd probably just be stepping out, walking my dog or
like
something.
Not paying
I just
attention.
Get hit by a car. Flap.
Howings?
Oh, probably hemorrhage on the toilet playing Candy Crush.
Oh, that would be embarrassing, yes.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I mean, you know, because I could definitely hurt myself by falling off a ladder or zapping myself with electricity or something. But that would be less embarrassing and more just sad and awful.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Maitland?
Toilet. I think when I was vaping, it'd probably be like having to go to the hospital for like anything vape related.
A vape explosion.
I'd feel like a total douchebag.
You're done vaping now?
I am.
Have you been hiding that from us?
No, I told you guys when it had been like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You were kind of wobbly.
Yeah. No, it's been a full. I haven't done it since we've been back.
What did you start doing instead of that?
Those little party pouches, right?
Yeah. People call them upper decky lip pillows, my Zen pouches.
Yeah, that's what I said. She's been hitting the tin.
I don't think I knew this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a full-on conversation about it.
Was I here?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got a pocket ring.
I do.
You have them with you right now?
I do.
We should all do one.
What's a pocket ring?
It's where a dip pocket. Yeah,
I swear I wasn't here for this.
It's these, and then you get like a little circle in your pocket.
You know, like what every guy at CMU had when we were there.
Yeah, I just didn't think Maitland was that.
But these are different than dip. They're little
It's repackaged, right?
It's not Skol.
No, it's not.
Does it get you high?
Into her coffee cup.
No, they don't get you high. They just like
buzz your
it's
gums.
It's nicotine. Yeah. So. And it's this such like a low level of it that it's not like a vapor. You're like cheaping on it all day.
But, cheaping on it?
Uh-huh, I was doing that.
Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, I think.
Sounds good to me. Kelly?
Yeah.
What was the question?
What embarrassing way would you die?
That's right. You told me. Steve, what about you?
Stepping in traffic.
It would probably have something to do with my wrist getting slit. From like a rusty Comanche part or something.
Okay, yeah, like all of your worst fears coming together. I would probably drown in something where water wasn't supposed to be. Kid can't swim, can't keep your house from
I thought you took
flooding.
Swimming lessons.
I have. I still think that would be the most likely way for me to go.
Yeah, you would have to drown like
drown face down in a quarter inch of water.
Like
yeah,
you fall
that's
in
what
your
I'm
fish
talking
tank.
About.
Or a bowl of soup.
Bowl of soup. Yeah, not even real soup, like chili or stew. Yeah,
an unfortunate pass out moment while you're eating soup.
You know, just kidding. He'd never eat soup.
I like chicken noodle
too
and
exotic.
Bean.
Exotic.
Yeah. Bean soup?
Bean soup.
Like bean and bacon?
Sure. Sounds awesome.
Love that.
Why are you so judgy about bean soup?
Beans and soup just feel that's weird to me.
It's like the American soup, bean soup.
Okay, when I think of bean soup, I think of chili with other things in it, but just beans
chili.
And water.
No, well, beans.
It's not beans and water. What do you think chicken noodle is? A whole chicken, one noodle, and a cup of water?
Chickens and noodles and
you've never
peas
had
and carrots. Yeah.
Like bean soup, black bean soup, navy bean soup?
Bean soup is pretty common.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, you throw after a holiday, you throw the ham bone in there. Let it stew down.
Yes, it's
that
great.
Would
with
make
the
me
navy
ask
beans.
My pants.
I bet you'd like it.
I mean, I like chili, but
again,
it's not chili.
That'd be like saying, it's too thick. Hey, do you like pizza? I've had a hamburger.
It's not thick like chili.
It's not. It's watery.
It's like soup.
Well, it can be as thick as you make it, just like any other soup. It's all about.
No, I don't like that.
Now, who's
I mean,
being
I'll try
judgy?
It. You know I'm going to try it. I'm never above trying anything. But I'm not going to make bean soup at home.
Oh, this tastes like a roll of quarters where they shorted you 75 cents.
This tastes like beans that were boiled in water. And now I've got to drink that water with them, and we call it soup.
Oh, it's good.
Steve, if you could erase one TV show or movie from your memory, which one would it be?
John from Cincinnati.
Yes.
That show sucked.
Mm-hmm. Kelly?
Seinfeld. I hate that show.
You do?
I hate it. I don't think it's funny at all. I've never thought it was funny. I know people love it, but yeah, if I could erase that. And honestly, Jerry Seinfeld, I don't think he's funny either. And people love him. His voice is annoying. He's mean. I don't like
him. I don't love Seinfeld. Yeah. Hot Wings?
Any of the Real Housewives series.
Really? Is that a...
Have
you ever watched one?
Yeah. I hate those types of reality shows with just people that are...
Did someone make you watch it?
Well, not made me, but I watched in solidarity a couple of times.
Got it.
And some people watch it because they find it funny. I find that kind of tension to be... It makes my tension go up, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that kind of gross behavior from fake people.
What about you?
Probably Shazam.
The movie?
Yeah, that stupid superhero movie.
Yeah, and I didn't...
It was awful.
It wasn't
love it,
great.
And then when he came out and it was whining that nobody would see the second one, the actor?
Yeah.
Zachary Levy?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's
I was
right.
Like, oh, God,
yeah,
I didn't want to see it anyway.
I can't remember.
Those are good answers.
What about you? Did you say one?
John from Cincinnati would be one. Boy, that's a good one.
That was such a garbage show.
It was.
And the way
disappointing.
And the way they built it up, because that came on right after The Sopranos ended, and they were like, hey, The Sopranos is ending, but don't worry. John from Cincinnati is going to fill that need.
Yes.
And then it was just
And it
terrible.
Was at a time where everybody was doing TV shows because of Lost's influence. Like, let's do a TV show that asks questions, and we won't answer them. And that show was the worst at not answering. Well, they're the best at not answering because nothing ever made sense. Okay, this one's pretty aggressive. Nah, maybe we'll do that on 17. I don't want to hear your answers. I'm uncomfortable. That's bad enough that I'm uncomfortable asking you that. And I ask you guys everything.
Say the question, and then we'll answer it on segment 17.
Oh, is it the one about eating donkey?
What?
It's a picture of a donkey, and it's like, do you eat? And then a picture of a donkey, meaning...
Yeah, yeah.
We got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, you're looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get it. I didn't when you said the sentence the first time. I was like, wait, what?
It's not.
Okay.
Okay, let's say, okay, this is it. Your gal hosts a face party.
Yeah.
To its climactic conclusion.
Yeah.
Do you kiss her on the mouth after?
Tune into 17 to find out.